This is a parole hearing for Mr. James Morgan, ADC number 77587. Mr. Morgan has waived his right to appear before the board for this hearing. The hearing is being held for general parole, which is 412A, home arrest, or absolute discharge. Mr. Morgan became eligible for these on September 8, 2015. Conducting the hearing today is the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, and myself, Gail Rittenhouse. Mr. Morgan is 69 years old, serving 8 years for the crime of attempted molestation of a child. He has previously served 8 years for attempted molestation of a child and a 10-year sentence for attempted molestation of a child. The sentence he's serving now was consecutive to the 10-year sentence. All of these have been designated as dangerous crimes against children. Mr. Morgan did appeal his conviction, and his appeal was upheld and affirmed. Mr. Morgan is in prison as a consequence of violating his lifetime probation, and that probation was formally revoked and he was sent to prison. This is his 19th hearing before the board, with all previous appearances being either denied or he refused to appear or waived. He has a prison discipline history that is pretty good. He has no majors, and his last discipline was way back in 1996, and it was a minor. We have no letters of support from family or the community, and no victim representatives here today, and no letters from SANE. We do have, I want to note for the record, a letter of opposition from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office dated May 10th, 2018. This crime involved Mr. Morgan touching two 11-year-old females, touching outside clothing as well as out-and-out sexual contact that went on over a lengthy period of time. While in prison, Mr. Morgan has completed part of at least of the sex offender treatment program, and cultural diversity, thinking for change, and two substance abuse education courses. His release plans, unfortunately, have him released as homeless, and he's indicated that he has no family support. Given all of the instances in this case, and the fact that Mr. Morgan had violated his lifetime probation and will now no longer have lifetime probation once he has served his 8 years, and given that he would go out homeless with little support, I do not see him as a good candidate for parole. However, I would listen to any input from fellow board members.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Based on all of the information just presented, I'm going to move to deny 412A, home arrest and absolute discharge for Mr. James Morgan, 77587. I do not know the offense date. Let me see if I can find that quickly to determine if we could have a set off. I believe it is because it's 1989 was when the crime was first reported. It was a little difficult to see the exact date of the crime in all the materials that we got. Let's see if the county attorney's letter. Yes, the crime was committed in 1989, so I would also recommend a one-year set-off. So that is my motion. Thank you. Okay, motion by myself to deny and agree, seconded by Mr. Quinones, agreed by Mr. Neal, with a one-year set-off. Reasons for denial, I'm going to say serious and deviant offense, trauma to the victim, age of the victim, they were both 11 years old. I'm going to say serious bodily injury, 11-year-old victims, multiple victims, violated previous probation and parole. I'd say needs closer supervision, has no poor, no release plan, no family community support system. Can any board members think of any other reasons besides those I cited? Okay, thank you very much to all board members, and this concludes the hearing.